Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Are you standing up?
Hey, hey, hey. I am standing up. Can you tell?
And you're always on your toes. Yes, I can tell. You're towering.
Rufus, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm imposing. I'm a very imposing figure. I'm at the beach. I'm coming to our listeners live from, I'm not going to say where, somewhere where marijuana is legal, though. And there's a beach. Medical
really?
Marijuana, of course.
Really? Oh, medical marijuana. That's not real marijuana.
Yeah. No, it's like spice. Did you ever see anybody do that spice? Yes, we talked about this before, that intervention where that guy was smoking those bath salts and doing, like, spice and shit. Spice is another word for the synthetic marijuana, Rufus.
I haven't seen that. Did we discuss that? I know we've discussed bath salts in the past because of your problem with it, but I don't remember that.
Yeah, I mean, there was a part of my life where I was taking a lot of baths. Let's just put it that way. I love bathing. I'm a fan of bathing. It's good for the skin.
Yes.
But I'm just glad that I stopped bathing now.
I'm sure everyone else is glad for you.
I'm here at the beach, Rufus, and I figured something out.
Yes.
You can like look at the people at the beach and tell. Like, the guy that's been here just, like, one day, then the guy that's been here, like, 4 days, and the guy that's getting ready to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy with, like, that's been here just, like, one day is, like, totally fucking fried. Just, like, you know, and he's, like, meh. And I'm that guy. I've been that guy. Like, tomorrow, I'm sure.
Uh-oh. Something locked up.
I heard that my fucking kneecaps will be.
Uh-oh. I think the connection's getting a little spotty because I'm losing you. I can see your pixelated face dancing around, but I ain't hearing nothing. Uh-oh. Well, it looks like we lost the connection, like at the beach. I hear he's using some kind of mobile hotspot thing, which might be not that hot, but quite spotty. Let's see if we can get him back on. Yeah. But I know we're still rocking out, for sure. All right, here we go. I'll give it a shot. In the meantime, I'm going to spin our new sponsor, Alex Jones Pizza Party Playland.
Are you ready for the collapse of society as we know it? Have you prepared your family for the day the New World Order globalist tanks come barreling through your neighborhood while their jackbooted minions kick in your door? If so, then head on down to the Alex Jones Pizza Party Playland. Stocking up your underground bunker and fortifying your defenses against the pending government-sanctioned massacre takes a lot of work, but it ain't exactly fun. But that's where we come in. Come enjoy our never-ending pizza buffet, including all of your favorite frozen-dried survival protein toppings. Quench your thirst at our urine recycling station, where you can turn your pee into an ice-cold beverage. Choose from any number of popular flavors, such as root beer, grape soda, and southern sweet tea. Mmm, your pee never tasted so good. And the kids will love our game room.
I love that Alex Jones Pizza Party Playland. I have the best pizza in town. It's all freeze-dried. But tell you what, it's some good stuff. But while we try to figure out what's going on with Zig Zag, I'm going to spin our massive worldwide hit, Beer's Food. Up. Hello? Are you back? Can you hear my kid being unnecessarily loud in the background? Hello? We lost you. You okay? Was there a tsunami?
I'm trying to have a conversation here, dude. This is not Blog Radio.
Is that a Verizon hotspot?
I'm pretty sure I was taking my break. You were going to shut him up.
Wow. You sound like a robot that's having a bad time. I'm gonna spin Beer as Food for the people that are listening.
Either there or not.
Or at least Sperm Boy.
Damn it.
Walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work. A tray of fingers itching. Open them all to murk. Spend all day sleeping sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of Clement High. Yeah, beer is food, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good, and I want more. It's my brown, my wine, it's my girlfriend looks fine. Yeah, beer is food, I get
food song because it looks like we have Zigzag back. Zigzag, are you there?
Rufus, some crazy shit going on down here. Looks like we're being invaded by some Russian ships here on the East Coast.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear it in the background?
I could hear it in the background. It sounded like a bunch of drunken vodka-drinking guys.
Yes, it was. It was. They're all eating reindeer. It's fucking insanity.
Oh, wow. Speaking of vodka drinking, I guess they're probably led by our buddy Sperm Boy, who should call in at 646-478-0616.
Come on, Sperm Boy. Call in. Are you too, hon? We'd like to hear from you as well.
Absolutely.
You're a sexy thing. Maybe why don't you give your boys Rufus and Zigzag a call here, and we'll give you a little shout-out. Maybe drive up a little business your way. You
That's right. Our demographic is males between the ages of 18 and 45 with a median income of $33,000 a year.
And most of them are right up your alley, huh? There's a few guys that you said you weren't interested in on your profile, and I think that more than likely me and Rufus could probably help you out.
Yeah, we could.
We have a
segment of our listening audience that has college degrees, but most of them have GEDs or nothing. I don't guess that matters as long as they can pay the bills, right?
That's right. I mean, really, Hon, why don't you call in and let us know what your rates were? I don't know if we ever got to the bottom of that. Did we ever get to see that, Rufus?
No, we never got to the bottom of anything per se, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, correct, unfortunately.
So are you calling in on your phone now? Is that what's going on? Because it sounds way clearer.
No, through Skype again, but I unplugged from that stupid T-Mobile hotspot thing that is going back tomorrow, no doubt.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just coming to you like I did from the warehouse, from the Hypersloth Global Headquarters. I'm coming to you just through the tether on my iPhone. The
really?
Tether. Yeah.
Wow, it sounds way, way better than the T-Mobile hotspot. It actually sounds better than when you did it in warehouse, but I guess that's because of the cinder blocks.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I mean, I'm not getting the strongest signal here, but I was thinking about Thursday maybe coming out. There's a bit of a, what do you call, like one of those, a gazebo out on the edge of the ocean. That maybe camera-wise we'll get that going. I don't see it. I don't have the camera enabled, I don't think, here. Can you see me?
No, I cannot. I cannot see. Are you still there?
So I'm wondering if maybe not having the camera going is helping on the data, so to speak.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can, but I can't see you.
That's all right.
I don't know. You're a beautiful, beautiful man, child.
I'll send you a screenshot of me.
Pants off. Just from the waist down, dude. I don't even care if it's not you, as long as I think it is.
Okay. I'll send a picture of some other guy's crotch and just autograph it with my name.
Demon Boy wanted us to get gay, remember?
That's right. Well, that's his fan. That says a lot about him, I think.
It does, Demon Boy. Call us, Demon Boy. Rufus has the number. I'm on the road, so all my usual gear that I got in my studio is missing. You know, I don't have the number. 478-646-0616. That's right off the top of my head, Rufus.
Almost. It's 646-478-0616. Close. I'm surprised, actually.
That's my dyslexia.
Yeah. Is it? I mean, it is.
See it. Nice try, though, whatever that Damn. Was.
So tell us about the drive.
I was on the beach here, too, today, and I noticed that, like, a lot of people come to the beach.
Uh-huh.
And try to fucking avoid the sun at all costs.
That's misses the
point,
right?
This is the honest to God truth, Rufus. There was a ginger guy, right, that
yeah.
had a fucking shirt on that said, "The sun is trying to kill me."
He shouldn't be at the beach or outdoors.
I respect the fact that he was even wearing that shirt.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, is he there against his will?
Well, I mean, I'm guessing that he's just come to the fact that he's going to be eradicated sooner or later, so he's like, meh, why not sooner?
That's my attitude.
Right, he's like, fuck it. I'm not going to get laid. I'm never going to fucking be cool.
No.
Why fucking live?
God, it sure would suck to be a Ralph Mouth.
It would be. I mean, think about Ralph Mouth. Posse was like the ladies, man. Even, I mean, Richie was kind of a ginger, wasn't he? Richie was a little bit of a ginger freak.
Yeah, and he was sort of a puss.
Miriam Cunningham, ginger freak.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we need to invent, Rufus? And they probably already have it.
What's
this?
This
tiny little thread that you can embed in, like, everything you make, or just some kind of molecule
uh-huh.
that you can embed in everything made, like man-made, that has it makes it into a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Well, pretty soon that'll just be a chip in your brain.
Won't that be awesome? No more fucking... Yeah, I was just thinking today, you know how easily they could just make it like you just pay one person fucking for all this information? And and why not just say it's Google?
It is. Or it will be, but
you know,
it probably
why is. Why do I come here to where I'm on vacation and I can't just fucking get my fucking internet service? Okay, the cloud's fucking everywhere except where you need it.
Well, I hear that Google, I think I read just last week a headline, and I don't remember it specifically, that Google's investing in building, like, hundreds of satellites to put into space to give free internet to the fucking world because, you know, they'll make a shitload off the fucking ad revenue, and then you can get internet anywhere.
Do me a favor. I want you to Google Metricom.
Metro.
Paul Allen, Metra. Metricom, Metricom.
Well,
Paul Allen actually tried to establish a nationwide Wi-Fi hotspot in 2001.
Really?
Yes. And I bought their stock at like $14, dude, and it went to 123. then it went to fucking like Sixth Sense to like nothing.
Oh, jeez.
Like,
what a shame.
Too fucking early. He invested $2.5 billion of his own money in this company. He just was too early, dude. He was too early. The fucking world wasn't ready for fucking Wi-Fi yet.
Right. I think that applies to a lot of that whole tech bubble. Even websites that came up at the time were great websites that offered shit that exists, you know, all over the place now, but people just didn't get it. They didn't understand
it.
It just was
too fucking cutting edge. Like, what? Driving around in your car on the fucking internet? Never.
Now, you know, my dad, of all people, bought a new truck, and it's got a touch screen built into it, and he's like, you know, GPS surfing the web, checking his email and shit.
Sweet. And I can't even get fucking shit on my computer here in what looks to be middle fucking America. Travesty. Your dad's cruising around rubbing it in everybody's face. I see how he is. I see how your old man is.
You should have bought one of those Metrocom Wi-Fis.
I should have. I should have probably take up your whole fucking trunk.
You might have to get a trailer.
They're using them in Russian satellites now.
It comes with a discount coupon at U-Haul, so you can carry it around.
A trailer. It comes with its own guy working a fucking set of headphones trying to dial it in for you.
Oh, no, he climbs up a telephone pole wherever you stop and hooks up to the fucking transistors.
Oh, my God. Now he's got a giant fishing reel of a fiber optic line that he fucking just lets out and like takes up wherever you go.
That's right. It comes with a miniature backhoe. You can dig a trench along the highway as you drive.
Why don't they share the towers? Just share everything, you know what I mean? And try to get the most subscribers. That's what they're going to have to do.
Right.
Until they follow through with our fiber optic droplets or fiber optic molecules that emit Wi-Fi. I mean, basically, I guess everything probably is Wi-Fi anyways. I mean, if you think about it, you could probably find it the right frequency.
I mean, this is waves in the air, right? This is wavelength.
That's what I mean. It goes through things.
It kind of freaks me out when I think about that kind of shit, actually.
Like how many fucking radio waves are going through your body right now?
Yeah, they're just zipping through like nothing. I mean, on what level?
No,
my brain is an electronic organism, right? So it's got to be picking up on shit that I don't even understand. There's a Wi-Fi signal from France going somewhere that's zipping through my brain. I've got to be influenced on some level.
My guess is you probably really feel that shit maybe when you're dreaming.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? And your mind's turned off, and it's, like, susceptible to all these fucking radio waves and shit that come through, you know, when you're like, shut down.
Well, I tell you what, if that's true, then somebody needs to build a machine that will let you, like, program a fucking dream and have it zapped into your brain while you're sleeping.
It's like
that
watching a
shit.
Movie.
You could download dreams like video games? Wow.
Oh, there you go. Right.
That's
what would
cool.
we call such an invention?
Dreamtendo.
Nice. Dreamtendo 64.
That's right. Dreamtari.
Yes. Oh my God.
The dreams will be awesome, but they'll be in.
Comes with an anal probe with one red button.
Jesus Christ.
You don't know. That way it wakes you up and lets you know it's just a dream. It's not just a dream, it's a nightmare.
Well, yeah. Any dream that requires an anal probe,
it's usually
a nightmare. Well, not for everyone, I guess.
You know, see, but there's to each their own, right?
That's true. I'm not judging. I'm just saying for me, the anal probe while I sleep is not savory.
It's a punishment, not a reward.
That's right. It's a rude awakening.
So, I wonder what our friend Seaman Boy, give us a call, man. You really made an impact on us. We want to let you know how you touched our lives in the last week.
That's right. I really have thought about it quite a bit.
I have too, dude, how fucking awesome it was.
It was
crazy.
Pretty awesome. It was pretty
I felt like we had a major breakthrough at that moment with the show.
We did, and I've listened to it several times.
We did have a breakthrough.
We did have a breakthrough. I've listened to it through several times.
So did I.
And
I watched it.
I can't tell. I mean, I'll tell you what. I can't tell if it's some guy who's really, like, drunk out of his mind or if it's some guy who's just trying to fuck with us and get, kind of have fun. Maybe didn't expect us to want to do that, but I can't tell. At some point, it sounds like he's kind of putting on a bit himself.
See, I did not get that. I felt like he fucking was fucked up.
So I think
I couldn't be wrong.
I think it was definitely intoxicated.
But I mean,
I thought it was interesting that he referred to you by name at one point. That means
yeah, I did not notice that.
Yeah, he did. He said, "Hey, Zigzag, blah 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 blah." Some drunken shit, and I was like, "Oh my god, that means something." I don't know what, but it means something.
He said, "Hey, Zigzag." No, I did not notice that.
Yes.
Well, I mean, and then to call back that number—that was crazy. That was You feel it? Are you feeling it?
Am I feeling what? The awesomeness of it.
Like calling the number and see what Hun's doing.
Let me see if I even have the number on the new computer. Hang on 1 second. Keep talking, or do you want to spin a song while I try to find
it? Yeah, spin a song real quick. I'm going to take a leak.
Okay, well, I'll spin Internet Love Song for 4.5 minutes. That's real quick.
Okay.
Fiber
optic
wire.
I
Take it to my private chat room. We began discussing Star Trek trivia.
We began discussing Star Trek trivia.
I see some trash from the Picard. So we get on down nasty.
Get on down.
Something in on a mission of love. Checking out the chat rooms for us. But you would love. I've been so fast. My fingers on fire. Sending out the good to a fire on fire.
Hang on, let me play this. I always forget to play this.
You're listening to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.
That sounds so like Snagglepuss. You remember Snagglepuss?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Wasn't it kind of, well, not, I mean, not necessarily like Snagglepuss, but like it would fit the, like the timeline of the cartoon itself.
That was intentional. That was supposed to sound kind of 60s-ish. I mean, like early 60s-ish, you know, variety show kind of thing.
Yeah. Nicely done, I must say.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, Seaman Boy, if you're listening, you could get that song for free. You too, hon. And free T-shirts. Just give us a call here. 646-478-0616. No.
Yes, you nailed it. You got it.
Yes, yes.
646-478-0616. Or visit us at hypersloth.me, and you can contact us from there.
Yes, please do, man. We want to make you a mascot. We want to be able to call you like at any time and have you tell us what's on your mind. I think it's important that the world hears from you because you were smart enough. Actually, in a weird way, he was smart enough to call into our show. So, you know, he must have been listening for a while to know that we suck, I guess, or that he thought we sucked, but I bet he's probably a convert now.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like I said, he knew to call into the show. I don't think. I'll have to listen to it again. I'm pretty sure that we did not mention the phone number.
No, we did not.
I don't think we did. And like I said,
he
addressed you as Zigzag. So he, even if he was just researching the show while he was listening to it, he obviously had some interest, even if he thought it was terrible.
Obviously he did. And, you know, we do need to reach out to that one lady. I found her email somewhere that emailed you when we first signed up for Blog Talk Radio and said, what did it say, Rufus? She said that Hypersloth Happy Hour sounds like fun or something.
I remember that, yeah. I think she mentioned that on Facebook, didn't she? Where was that?
Yeah, I can't remember where that was. I can't remember where. But, you know, I actually had something I wanted to add. You know, we've really got to get cracking. I've made up a flow chart of the Bud Buddy website.
Oh, okay, great.
Well, it's actually a 420. You know what? We need to get budbuddy.me. For some reason, Homestead, I can't register .me emails.
Really?
Yeah, it won't let you. It just says the usual, like, Biz, Matt, blah, blah, blah. Just .me is like they've never heard of it, it seems like.
Huh. Why don't we get it through GoDaddy, I guess.
Because I don't – did they allow you to do the .me's, GoDaddy?
Well, I got Hypersloth.me. I don't remember if I got – I think I got it through GoDaddy. I may have got it through this other registrar that I've been using for like 10 years, but I don't recall.
Well, anyways – so there is some sections that I want to have on there. I should just take a picture of the flowchart and send it to you. It's not very involved. But here's how it goes. There's one section. All right. Actually, it's the 420 Products USA website, but it actually takes you right to the Bud Buddy because that will be our only product.
Sure. Sure.
And then it goes to buy factory direct, right? Or frequently asked questions, or where's your buddy?
Uh-huh.
So this part of the show, or the website, I want people to take pictures of their bud buddies in different places. To be able to submit them on our website.
Very good. I like it.
What do you think of that? And I actually, I was chatting with my friend yesterday. I was texting with him, and he's in where I live normally.
Uh-huh.
And he was asking about the Double B and the 420 Amplify USA, or 420 Amplify. And I sent him a picture of the Bud Buddy that I brought with me on my trip here.
Yes.
And he sent me back a picture of the Bud Buddy I gave him. It was actually right in his pocket right then.
Really?
Yes. So I'm telling you, we need to make that. I think that'd be interesting because I said we'll make his picture the first "Where's Your Buddy" picture. Well, then we'll make mine, obviously.
Right, you're breaking up. Kind
of
weird.
We can take interesting pictures of your Bud Buddies and send them in. We can put them online. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. There's like T-shirt websites that do the same thing. You know, take a picture of, you know, yourself wearing our T-shirt in some exotic place or wherever the fuck you're at. But yeah, your audio was getting a little sketchy and staticky there. Are you still there? Zigzag. Double Z. I'm still connected with the Blog Talk Radio. So I think I'll go ahead and finish Spin a Beer's food or start it over again. I'll let it finish spinning while we get Zigzag. Cut us some slack. Zigzag is on vacation. He's calling in remotely from a foreign location with a quote-unquote T-Mobile hotspot. Well, no, actually, he's tethering with his phone now. But either way, you know, that's some technical stuff. You got to expect some hiccups. But I'll tell you what, I'll spin Farmer Song, the rough mix of Farmer Song. New forthcoming song just needs to be mixed further. You're getting a preview of it, and it goes a little something like this. Yeah.
Got a farm, fertilizer with crappiness. Oh yeah, my thumb is green. And I'll never stop for no, because a farmer is my dream. Yeah, I am a farmer.
Just in the nick of time.
Right, it's like 2 weeks to be here, and we're going to be having kick-ass shows. Hey, just so you know, I've been tweeting as tweeting Bud Buddy. You got to follow me on Twitter at 420 Product USA, please.
Was it twitter.com/420productsUSA?
I don't know. Is that how you do it? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't Twitter myself.
I don't either. We were supposed to start crying at one point, and it became pretty labor-intensive.
Yes, it is labor. I really don't understand how it's a thing, to be honest with you.
This is what they need to do. If people are going to continue Twitter, they need to put the hashtag in a more convenient place.
Well, I thought you just typed the hashtag. Oh, you mean on the keyboard?
Yes, because yes. You have to, on my phone anyways, you have to go like three fucking screens over to do the hashtag. I'm like, fuck it.
Oh,
I look at a hashtag. Whole bunch of shit, and I'm like, fuck that. That's a lot of work.
Well, there's an app right there. Just a mobile keyboard that's optimized for, like, social networking and tweeting.
Yeah, you know what they need is a keyboard that you can adjust the keys. I mean, you just drag and drop the keys wherever you want them.
You know what? This is so weird. I had the exact same thought with this new computer, which is a desktop, so it came with a full keyboard. But it's laid out slightly differently for, like, the function and the control and the shift keys than my laptop. So I keep hitting shit wrong. And I was like, what if you had a keyboard where all the keys were just blank, but they had LEDs in the keys, and then you program where you want each key to be, and then it lights up with exactly where you want everything to be.
No, you got this well thought out. I mean, for just stealing my idea like from like 10 seconds ago.
I work that fast.
You're the fucking maniacal genius that is Lucas Wlosowski.
I'm like a chop shop of ideas. I steal them and turn them around quick. But seriously, why not? Because I keep hitting like the function key on this keyboard is where the control key is on my laptop. So I keep hitting function and doing all kinds of fucked up shit I don't want to do. So it's like, well, what if all the keys were just blank and I could program or pick like a preset layout of standards and be like, yeah, that's what I want. And so then all the keys would just boop, light up. You know, the letters would light up. Of course, those would probably stay the same, the numbers, everything else. But, you know, mostly the control, the shift, and the enter and the delete and all that would be exactly where I want them. It looks like the beach, the tsunami has claimed our boy Zigzag once again. But that's cool. That's cool. It's a vacation from work, not a vacation from pains in the arse. But I'll see if we can get him back. In the meantime, I am going to play Beer's Food because we didn't get to finish that. So I'll give it a good. Oh, wait, hello? What? He's back. Are you back? Call dropped again. Here we go. Beer's Food coming at you live. Sounds a lot better than my kid who's making a bunch of noise outside.
Walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work. A tray of fingers itching to open them all to mirth. Spend all day sleeping sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of gourmet hot. Yeah, beer's food, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer's good.
Put out by the geniuses at Hyper Sloth, who I'm a big fan, I must say, huge fan, maybe the number one fan of Hyper Sloth.
I'm a fan of half of Hyper Sloth, and that'd be the zigzag half.
Ah, shucks, you got me blushing. I'm virtually blushing right now.
Oh, gee willikers.
Let's do this. That awesome song, I say it's time for, drum roll please. Minute Beer.
What minute beer? What is this?
Yes. We have exactly 1 minute to drink a beer.
Oh, geez.
Can you pop one?
I've got one half popped already. I'll drink it in 30 seconds.
You're going to have to pop another one for the minute beer, and then you can get back to that other beer.
Oh, wait. A minute beer is not really a challenge for me.
Me neither. But, I mean, it's entertaining for people on the show. If we were going to do it for me, we'd have to change it to the 8-second beer.
Yeah. The inhaled beer.
I'll do an 8-second beer with you.
Oh, good God. All right, let's do it.
Hold on.
Hang on. 8 seconds?
Ready?
Let's do 30 seconds.
I'm pre-burping. No, no. It's got to be less than 15 seconds. I'm getting the burp, getting all the burps out, get all the air out, Rufus. Make room down there for the beer. Okay.
14 seconds.
I'm ready. You ready?
Wait a minute. Who's timing this? Do you have a stopwatch?
I got my watch on. Okay. 4, 3, 2, 1. 10 second beer. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wow. All right.
See, a lot of people are only good at one thing, Rufus. I'm good at two things. Smoking weed and drinking beer.
Oh, I thought the two things was going to be drinking a half a beer in 5 seconds and another half in another 5 seconds.
Oh, no. I did mine all in one breath.
God, I don't know how you did it.
Crunch the can? I even gave it the crunching of the can for full effect.
No, I crunched my can, too, because I heard you crunch your can.
Oh, wow. Didn't know you had it in you. Congratulations, Rufus. I'm seeing you in a whole new light now.
Really? I'm a pro. Come on.
I know you're a pro. That worries me about you.
I'm the monster truck of beer drinkers.
Yeah, are you really?
Yeah.
Which monster truck would you be then? I hope you're not the grave digger.
That's what I'll end up being, but right now I'm Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. Wow, awesome. The original monster truck.
No, it's not Bigfoot, it's Swollen Liver.
I dub my monster truck Hinoceros.
Hinoceros. All right.
Yes, the Hinoceros.
You know what that means? That means I'm opening up the show notes folder for the first time on a new computer. Because that's awesome. Hinoceros.
Now, will you copy the old show notes over?
Do what?
Will you be copying the old show notes over? I hope you didn't lose the old show notes, did you?
No. I've got a network set up on my computer, like an internal network, so I can access my laptop where everything is, but for some reason it's just not fucking working. That's where I was trying to look up the number for Semen Boy and Hun.
So much for your internal network. You know what I've started doing, Rufus? Let me tell you what I've started doing. This is what everybody should do. I work off nothing but a fucking external drive.
Well, I have that too, but that would still have to be part of the network to access
it. I do understand this. I'm just saying, I actually have two external drives hooked up to my computer, so one external drive backs up the other external drive.
I just do everything on paper, because then I always have it on me.
Might as well, but I just do not trust the fucking... I don't trust any hard drive, dude. It's like hard drives are like, you know how everything is supposedly, and it's not supposed to, I believe in this magnetic field stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's like, no matter what, when I'm fucking stressing out about meeting a deadline and some shit's going wrong, like the computer equipment can obviously feel my fucking frustration because it immediately starts fucking breaking down.
It's a technological.
The closer I get to a deadline, the more my computer shit starts fucking up.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think I've always called that, and I have, seriously, a technological poltergeist. Because a poltergeist is supposedly not ghosts. It's the stress of a person, like, causing shit to happen. And I think that's what it is, because your stress creates electrical fucking, your brain's electronic, right?
Right, exactly. That's
so
exactly
I think
what
that
I'm
fucks shit up.
Yeah, it's like, really? And that, really, my whole rant. How about a rant right now? Why don't you hit me up with a rant, with the rant music?
I will do that. But I will add first, and that's why it always gets worse. It never gets better. It's like a vicious cycle. You know, once it starts, it just gets worse and worse, and the computer fucks up more and more. It's because it's like a feedback loop between your...
Well, you know what's crazy? This is what was happening tonight. Well, play the rant.
And now it's time for another delightful Hyper Sloth Rant!
T-Mobile sucks! T-Mobile fucking sucks. You know, first of all, they're liars. I want to know, they should have to prove to you where their fucking 4G network is. Because
yeah.
Their little... map says it's right fucking... You would think that they had built the first tower right where I'm fucking standing. And I guess probably whatever Walmart you go to in America,
yes,
they have that same app with, like, the coverage just seems like it's so awesome where you were at, and it's not even fucking there.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, fuck, yeah, it's like all over where we're at, even though we're kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly.
I was like, yeah. So we're at Walmart, and I just researched this all last night on my phone, because I'm like, I don't want this to fuck up for the show. And I already got this Tether thing on my phone, but it's not that dependable, but it's fucking killing it tonight, except for a few kickoffs, and I apologize for that. I will have the kinks worked out here, but I spent $79 on this piece of shit mobile hotspot from T-Mobile, and it doesn't fucking work. And the harder I tried to get it to work, like, the less likely it was to work. Remember, it worked at first?
Yeah, it worked great. It worked great.
Right. And then when I was like, sweet, it's working, so I start fucking around. I was just going to, like, surf the net and read the local newspaper and shit, and it would not work. And I'm like, what the fuck, really? So for the next 2 hours after we talked, I spent, like, the whole time trying to set this fucking thing up.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So then I kept calling you, and you weren't there. You were ignoring me, probably.
No, I was not ignoring you. I was aware you were there. I just wasn't answering. Okay, yeah, I was ignoring you.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. And so I'm like, God damn it. This thing's not fucking working. So I'm like, okay, scrap the fucking T-Mobile thing and go back to my Tether, and it fucking works pretty damn good. And you know what else happened in that meantime, though? I smoked a one hit of some Blue Dream marijuana, and it totally fucking relaxed me, and the computer poltergeist went away.
I think you're documenting, like, a scientific discovery, I think. Honestly,
it is not a fact. It is now a fact.
Because you said the T-Mobile thing fucked up where you're just trying to read the news, and that pissed you off, and then it just got worse and worse. And then you plugged in the tethering thing. Tethering never should work. It should never work. It's always shitty through a phone. Always.
Yeah.
But you said
this has never worked this good.
Right, exactly. But you took a hit of the Blue Dream. It relaxed you, which maybe you're even absorbing shit from your phone that would be interference. And, like, you know, making it better. So I think there's something to be, I don't know, written up for a scientific
bad
battle.
Stuff, the interference.
That is really interesting. God damn. I shouldn't have had a beer in 10 seconds. Are you still there? Uh-oh. Speak of the devil. Oh, my God. Okay, are you back?
Are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Double Z. How ironic. The things went haywire when we were talking about how awesome things were going.
We were talking about screwing up, not screwing up.
That's right. But it's energy. It's not necessarily negative energy. It just feeds off the energy, maybe the intent of the energy. I don't know why my kid is being so loud outside whenever I've told him numerous times not to be so loud right outside.
Hello?
Hello.
Are you there, Rufus?
Yes, I am.
Sorry, buddy. This is really, you know, I was really relaxed and decided just to let it go and let that minute beer do its work. And I'm feeling pretty good right now.
You're feeling good?
I'm feeling good. How about you?
Yes, I am.
So how did you get your kid now? You do make your son stay underneath his bed during the show. How did he escape?
I don't know. I mean, his bed's in the garage. So it's not, you know, escaping the bed, though. You know, that makes sense, but getting out of the garage, that's perplexing.
Yeah, that concerns you?
We have a detached garage with no central AC or heat. So, you know, I don't know. He should be too sluggish to even figure out how to escape.
Though, because he knows how to store the heat of the summer for the winter.
That's true. Yes. Yeah, he is quite brilliant.
He doesn't do that. He's like a slab of concrete.
Well, I think he harvests rats, of which there are many.
You got a little mini smoker in there.
Well, he crafted one out of a Folgers coffee can.
He's a clever little devil.
Yes, he is. For a 5-year-old, he gets along on his own with no supervision quite well.
Nothing says success like a smoked rat.
That's true.
He's a smoked rat brisket and Austin.
Ooh, a rat brisket.
Little tiny piece of rat brisket goes for like $800.
I'm sure. I bet it would.
Cut it off the rat with a scalpel.
Rat ribs. They're big in L.A.
It's just one little wreck. You know what's funny? I was cleaning out that warehouse, and there's like all this fucking... Somehow this mouse got behind, obviously, what was some fat guy's desk because there's a bunch of crackers and shit in it.
Fat guys don't eat crackers.
And I'm cleaning it out, and it's, you can obviously tell where the rat like tore up a bunch of shit, and I keep looking, and I find the fucking little rat skeleton. Perfect little fucking skeleton, dude.
Really?
Just its little rib bones sticking out and its little skull. Obviously, it probably died of obesity, I'm guessing. There was a bunch of ketchup packets and shit back there.
That rat was living on ketchup packets.
You what? I swear to God, I wish I was kidding. His little skull was so fucking freaky looking, though.
You should do something with it, like make a cool ring or a belt buckle.
You know what? I screwed up as I threw it out, and then a couple days later, I was like, man, I should have kept that skull. That would have been kind of cool.
You know what's crazy is my dad, I mentioned his new truck earlier because it has a badass touchscreen. He opened the door to his truck the other day, and it just reeked of something dead and rotten. And he thought that maybe my son had, you know, left a hot dog under the seat or something, and he ransacked his truck and found nothing. And it just fucking reeked. And, of course, it's, you know, 95 degrees here in Texas. But he had shit to do. So he got in his truck, and he's driving around, and he turned on the AC, and the bone in his face. And he's having to roll down the window and, like, gag out the window. It just smells fucking horrible. And so he goes to a Tractor Supply to get something. And he's checking out, and the guy checking him out, they're just having a conversation. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, I had a mouse die in my truck, and boy, it stank. And a light bulb went off in my dad's head. And he's like, hey, maybe a mouse died in my truck. This is a 2014 Toyota Tacoma.
Oh, my God, it's brand new?
Brand new. So he starts looking in the truck. Now he's looking for a dead animal and not – you know, just a piece of hot dog. And so he finds that there's a mouse had crawled into the air conditioning vent by the steering wheel and died. And what had happened was there's a mesh screen, so it can't, like, keep going into the engine or whatever.
Right.
And he had at some point shut the vent, like the forward-facing vent, you know, because it was blowing in his face too much, and left it there. So this mouse died in his AC, and then just rotted there in the 95 degree heat for a weekend.
Oh my fucking God.
And you know what's sickening is that he didn't figure this out until he was driving the Tractor Supply with the AC blowing in his face, this dead rat stink. And so he saw it, and he's like, oh, holy shit, there's a dead rat. And he said it, he got tweezers and like needle nose pliers and was trying to pull it out. And it was so rotten that it was, like, falling apart. You'd pull off, like, the leg, and the tail would come out.
Oh,
and you finally
God.
Got it all out. But
like that? One piece at a time?
Yeah, one piece at a time. And we went over there last weekend, and the mouse was still – he had just, you know, thrown it on the ground outside his truck, and it was there. And, yeah, it looked like it was in bad shape. But
is the truck smelling better or not?
Yeah, it smells quite a bit better now that there's
It still stink.
Yeah, he said it smells good. It smells good.
It smells good.
I just couldn't believe it.
It was like something you put right in there.
It was just in that one, you know, that one vent that you always like have directly aimed at your face while you're driving. It just happened to die in that one. He's driving around the whole time, like gagging and almost about to puke, thinking there's a hot dog under the back seat.
Yeah, I adjusted that vent quite a few times on the drive here. We took 2 days to drive here, and it was worth it to take an extra day. No sense in fucking killing yourself driving.
Absolutely not.
Drive
no.
straight through. We actually took 3 days. We stopped at my aunt's house, then we stopped in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and then we stopped here. And I can't say where here it is, but it's where marijuana is legal. That's why I can smoke Blue Dream here.
Tell me about the Blue Dream. What's going on with the Blue Dream? I've never heard of this.
You got Blue Dream. I sent you Blue Dream.
I haven't made it that far.
You got to, dude.
What?
Zigzag would not steer you wrong.
How is it different?
It is way different. It's just the chemical structures are different for the way that they work on your mind.
Really? So?
Yes, it's the truth. Look it up.
Well, no, I believe you. And I'm saying you're a liar. I'm just saying.
No, like, I'm just saying.
Describe to me the difference, because I've only had the other stuff. What will be different from that with the
Well, I would say a lot of times it's the Blue Dream for some reason makes me more creative, but it makes me want to get stuff done as well. Instead of just like thinking about it, I actually am like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking do that right now. I'm just going to fucking go ahead and do it.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, makes a big difference. Less talking about, more doing about.
Really? But in
what I found out when I got back into smoking marijuana regularly anyways, that when I still drink, obviously, but I don't drink as much as I used to, so I'm not, like, as fucking tired as I used to be.
I have noticed that on the nights that I partake, like, the next day, like, the moment that I partake, I don't have another beer.
Right. You know, I mean, if you do, you don't have as many beers. Sometimes, though, I go the other way. If I partake, I'm like, fucking yeah, let's keep this fucking party rolling. And I end up drinking like a fucking case of beer.
Let's see.
But less often than I sit down and have a fucking 12-pack in the evening. Now if I smoke some weed, I just, like, maybe even drink one beer, not even any beers. Just like, fuck it. And then
right.
I never – the one thing I miss about not drinking every day – like, literally every day I drank for, like, 10 years at least.
Sure.
Probably 20 years. That I'm never hungover anymore. And I never – and I'm not saying hungover – you know, I've been really bad hungover, obviously. I mean, who hasn't? But I'm saying,
right.
like, that little bit of fucking 10-beer hangover. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's what I normally have. It's not like
so
what
the next day,
people would –
you get up and you're just like
– just the lethargy and the –
right.
You don't really feel sick.
I don't
it's just like, yeah, fuck it, you know.
Exactly. You know the feeling. You know it. I know it well.
Yeah. I drink it away every day.
Yeah, and that's what I do, too. I mean, at least until I started smoking it away. And then I didn't even need to do it anymore because I just was stoned a bit of drunk.
You should be.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that having a couple beers if you feel like shit is pretty much the best medicine.
It is.
But staying perpetually drunk is like takes even that part out of it. Not drunk, but buzzed. Not drunk, but buzzed.
Right.
So, you know what I mean. Just like we do have to make that T-shirt, you think drunk driving's bad, try driving with the shakes.
Yeah. I tried to log into our Spreadshirt account so that I could fix the store on the website. And
yes.
our store exists, but the login doesn't work. And I sent them an email.
What, did you try my email with the Slop Radio 5150?
No. Is it yours?
I had to change it at one point because I couldn't tell where the money, not the money. I was going to buy a shirt, but it like was charging me as a customer, so I changed myself to the store person so I could check out without having to pay for the design or something. It was somehow they, I don't know, they were trying to charge me an extra $4.
Huh. Interesting.
But, yeah, we need to get that up and running again, dude. I've been wearing my Hypersloth tees around the new vacation spot. I mean, some of them are appropriate for a family vacation. Some of them are not, obviously. But I think that it's definitely one thing I want to have on the 420 Products website.
Absolutely.
That, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, the 420 Products website, I want to have a link to that, to the T-shirt store, the Bud Buddy, the Hypersloth website, you know, just as like whatever. I mean, this is funny shit, obviously.
Right.
And there was something else, and I can't remember what it was, Rufus. Is there something else we're going to do? I mean, the 420 Amplify obviously is going to have its own spot on the website. Well, I mean, you know how we're going to build this thing. I mean, obviously.
Right.
I hope you do, because you're going to have to build it. So if build it, they will come.
I already set up the hosting for it. I just haven't built it because I didn't know. Should I redirect the domain now so that I can build it? Because I was kind of waiting on the flow chart that you described. I didn't know exactly, you know, was BudBuddy the big primary thing, or was it a store and we're going to have BudBuddy and then the Oil Del Rey and then...
Yeah, it's going to be like a store. I mean, those are going to be the 420 Products USA exclusive products, you know what I mean? All
right.
That stuff. Then we're going to just take on fucking product. I mean, one hitters, all that kind of crap. You know what I mean? Just ship it. We don't even have to really order that much up, but it makes the store look more robust.
Sure.
So really, you know, if that's something that turns into a revenue maker, I mean, no sense not in just importing that shit and selling it. But I mean, the BudBuddy and the 420 Amplifier, that's going to be the two flagship products that start out the website. But I mean, as soon as these BudBuddies go out, I'm guessing it's already generating some kind of fucking revenue to the site, to the 420 Products USA, which actually goes to Hypersoft Global.
Yeah.
Global Corp Industries.
Global Corp Industries, yeah.
Which might freak some people out, but it'd actually be kind of funny to see somebody's reaction from going there.
So should I...
Think about what we actually do, which is fucking hilarious.
But I can start building the website for 420productsusa.com if I can forward the domain to the hosting account. But if I forward the domain to the hosting account, then the Global Corp... People won't see the Global Corp Industries. They'll just see, you know, an under-construction kind of deal.
Yeah, that's fine. No, that's fine. I don't even know why it goes to Global Corp Industries. But yeah, for the 420 Products USA, I mean, should we set up a 420 Products USA website, then have a little thing with the BudBuddy on? I mean, does this make sense, or is this being given too much work?
But I just figured we'd have 420 Products USA that sells the BudBuddy and Oil Del Rey, or you
right.
know, 420 Amplify and everything else. And then we can just
right.
feature on the homepage whatever the feature is. The feature
right.
you know,
so we
BudBuddy is the
BudBuddy for now.
Right. And then
yeah,
we can
I agree.
You know, maybe we buy BudBuddy.com or something just in case somebody hears about it.
We can't. Someone already has that. That's why I'm saying we need to get BudBuddy.me because that's the only one left.
Oh, right.
Except for like BudBuddy.biz or BudBuddy. You know, BudBuddy.me. It actually sounds cool to me. I mean, especially for a place you want to sell a fucking BudBuddy.
That's true.
But like I said, I can't get it. So, I mean, which is fucking ridiculous and drives me insane.
Well, I'll get it, because I got a Hypersoft.me. So I'll just dig up which account I did that on. I think it was my GoDaddy account. I'll just get it.
And now, right now, if someone goes to HypersoftRadio.com, does it just go to Hypersoft.me or not?
Hang on a second. No, it still goes to HypersloughRadio.com, which is another website. It's got two people, one hover around, has some of our episodes.
Right.
Yeah, but I can just forward that to Hypersloth.me.
Well, do you want to, or do you just want to just leave it or take it down? It's all the same stuff already on Hypersloth.me, really.
Well, I should just forward it, you know. We'll take it down. Hypersloth.me is way fucking better. Way more.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. I'm not dogging you. I'm just saying, yeah, Hypersloth.me is fucking killing it, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that meant to replace it. So I'll just forward that domain there just in case. There might be a link somewhere out there to HypersoftRadio.com, so it'd be better.
No, that's true. Good point.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, even an old show, we've said HypersoftRadio.com, obviously.
Yes, indeed.
We got all of them tonight, Rupert.
Huh?
Yeah, hold tonight. That's what they're for, though, right?
You're breaking up, getting staticky.
Are you there?
Yes.
Rufus?
Zigzag?
Okay. Yes.
Well, now I'm looking at HypersoftRadio.com, and I'm seeing it's back when we were doing the song analysis. So here's James Brown.
Oh, man.
Willie Nelson.
We got to go back to that. You know, now that we did, we had a caller, and we, you know, we did a bit where we fucking cold called somebody or crank called somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should go back to giving a little more of the show, a little more of a, what would you call that? A format.
I think we should, especially now that we know, like you said, we can call through the Blog Talk Radio studio and have some fun with somebody. We should call anybody. Just call my grandma and have some fun. You know, I mean, shit.
Yes. I agree with that. Calling someone is fucking cool as shit.
It's cool.
Yeah, I mean, we could cold call someone and ask them if they want to be part of our song analysis.
Right, exactly.
Just say, like, hey, you know, we're about to, have you ever heard so-and-so song? What do you think of it?
Absolutely.
You know, or hey, hold on the line. We're going to play this song, and then we want you to tell us what you think about it.
I agree. Maybe we could do just go to, like, whitepages.com and just pick somebody randomly out of the fucking phone book.
That's exactly what I'm saying right there. We just come up with two names and we just put it together. Like, you come up with the first name, I come up with the last name.
Yes.
Come up with the first name right now.
Shabazz.
White.
Jeff.
Whoa, you stumped me with Jeff. What the hell?
Yeah, it's a pretty uncommon name.
Go again. Try again.
Frank.
Cawthard.
What?
Cawthard.
Cawthard?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
C-O-T-H-A-R-D.
I'm looking it up.
Gotta be one.
Stephen Cawthard.
Okay, where's Steve live?
I don't know. His LinkedIn page came up. Let me go to whatpages.com.
Let's see what's up with the old Stephen Cawthard. Sounds like an interesting chap.
I'm loading his LinkedIn page. Woo! Oh, my goodness. Shipping and here we go. Stephen Cawthard, Shipping and Receiving Coordinator at Frank Lloyd Wright Preservation Trust in the greater Chicago area.
Whoa, crazy.
What did he do before that? Stage manager at Circle Theater. Stage manager at various productions, quote unquote. Bachelor of Arts in Theater Arts and Management.
Wow.
Huh.
Steve sounds like kind of a well-rounded individual.
He went to Northern Illinois University.
NIU.
And Immaculate Conception High School.
Huh. Must be a Catholic.
It must be.
Catholic.
Or an ex-Catholic.
More than likely an ex-Catholic. Friends like me and been to church so many times in his life, he feels like he never has to go back. I'm telling people right now, if you can say a mass, you don't have to go to church. If you can say every fucking part of the mass, you do not have to go to church.
All right. Looking up, I think I found, oh, well, there's a, I'm looking at white pages now. Steve Cawthard. I think this is him because it says in Oak Park, Illinois, and we've already established that he went to school in Illinois. There's also a Stephanie Cawthard in Plano, Texas, and a Stephanie Cawthard in Mesquite, Texas. I think they're probably
like
the same Stephanie.
Stephanie's got bad credit. Stephanie's got bad credit.
Anybody in Plano, Texas has bad credit and probably a meth addiction.
Or Mesquite.
Yes. I'll tell you what, there's nothing better, nothing makes meth taste better than smoking it with mesquite, though.
You know what? There is something I was thinking about, Rufus, when I was in Walmart today. there's like 10 different, on the way here I noticed this, because we stopped in a couple different states. There's like 5 different versions of Dr. Pepper that go under like non-store names, right?
I saw a picture on the internet.
One store was Dr. Perky.
Yes.
In Walmart, it was like, Doctor, what the fuck was it? Oh, that's going to drive me nuts. It was like Dr. Thunder, I think it was called.
I think you were right. I think you're right.
And then their version of Mountain Dew is called Mountain Lightning.
Right.
I don't know. I think their cola is just called cola. Or is it called red, white, and blue cola or some shit like that?
I don't know, but I saw a picture on Reddit the other day that somebody had taken. They bought through their world travels or whatever, like every imitation Dr. Pepper they could find, and they took a picture of all of them together.
How many was there?
It was a pretty big stack. It was a like a pyramid stack, and it was fucking huge.
This is what said, when I saw Dr. Perky, I immediately thought of tits.
Ew, a well-educated tits. Not bad.
Well, yeah, tits with a PhD. I like to call those tits that have worked their way through medical school while stripping.
That's right.
Where does that, you know, I think that line always starts out so, or that idea probably starts out so innocently. Hey, you know, I've got a nice body. I'm young. I need to work my way through medical school. I guess I'll start stripping.
Yeah.
And then how many months on average do you think it is before it goes wrong? Do you think anyone's actually ever work their way through medical school while stripping?
I think stripping is an entry-level position to other things that pay better and make you feel worse.
Right. Yes, I agree with that. And I'm sure cocaine and all those things, you know, you just kind of fall into that underworld probably. I would like to ask Hun about this because I'm guessing that Hun has probably done a little stripping in her life. So when we get back up and we get that number running again, I want to call Hun and actually ask her what is going on with her.
I do, too. I do, too.
I
think it would make for some great radio, for sure.
I told my wife about how we thought that we should go and visit her and, like, surprise her, you know, like a catfish show or whatever. She's like, dude, that would be fucking hilarious.
That would make our YouTube channel explode.
It would. You know it would. Oh, here's that picture. So Dr. Best. Dr. Skipper. I love it.
Oh, there's H-E-B. Dr. B.
Dr. Good Guy. Where the fuck was that at?
There's Dr. Check. The hell's that?
Where is that? Dr. I-J.
Dr. K. I don't know what all those Spider-Man walls are.
Oh, there is Dr. Thunder.
Yep, Dr. Thunder.
Right.
There's two Dr. Wilds. Dr. Pizzazz.
Dr. Pop.
Dr. Smiths. Okay, look at the one.
We should do one of these with light beers.
Look at, the Bud Buddy Light. Look at the very bottom row, Spider-Man.
Dr. Pecker?
Dr. Pecker! What the hell is that?
Yes, I see Dr. Pecker right there. What in the fuck is in front of those cans? Are those like little spaceships?
Yeah, it looks like this guy collects toys or some stupid shit.
Some stupid shit.
Dr. IGA. Jeez.
I know, I saw that one. Dr. Lowe's.
Dr. Black.
Something doesn't match. Does anyone say American Fair?
Which one's that? American Fair. That's probably the...
Dr. Star.
The chain.
Oh, it is?
Dr. Star. That must be Ringo Starr's license.
Obviously.
Dr. Pecker.
What? I like the one that's in some foreign language. What do you think that probably says? Death to fucking all people who drink Dr. Pepper?
I think it says only infidels drink Dr. Pepper.
Oh, my God. You will pay. I will slay your eight virgins with my weenus of my sword-like weenus.
Jesus Christ. Dr. Spice.
I'm actually surprised this is working as good as it is.
Me too, and for as long. That's what she said.
Yeah, you know? I'm going to, because we're getting close to the end of the show, I want to try to add video to this and see what happens.
All right.
But see, I'm not getting the option to add video.
Hmm.
would I have to call you back?
You might have to, perhaps. Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah, because I called you. So I'm going to hang up on you and try a video call.
Here, let me try a video call right now and see what happens. Okay, you gotta end this call. Okay. All right. Call me back, or I'll call you, or whatever.
Ooh. Hello?
See, now I didn't do a video call.
It didn't give me the option. It said answer with video or add to group call. And I think if I answer with video, it would fuck shit up. Because that's what happens before, whenever, like, I'm dialed into the show and then you call in. If I answer with video, it puts the show on hold.
Right.
But then I can see you. So hang up again. Let me see if I can add
let
you.
Let me call you. Let me video. Didn't I just call you? You call me? Yeah.
Yes. All right, here we go. You still there? What's going on? I'm confused.
I'm here.
All right, I'm hanging up on you.